节目开始之前呢，先说一个小福利。每周三我们都会给粉丝免费送纸质版的英文原版书、英文原版杂志和早安周边。微信搜索早安英文，私信回复抽奖两个字，就可以参与我们的抽奖福利啦。
嗯，这些奖品都是我们的老师为大家精心挑选的，是非常适合学习英语的材料，而且你花钱也很难买到。坚持读完一本原版书、杂志或用好我们的周边，你的英语水平一定会再上一个台阶的。快去公众号抽奖吧，祝大家好运。Summer,
so if you were given $600 million, what would you do?
Wait, let me do the math. $600 million, 这是600个百万，就是
6亿啦。如果别人给你6亿美元，你会做些什么呢？
Wow, that's a huge sum. I think if I had that much money, I would buy some mansions and then just travel around the world.
我猜很多人应该会和我一样啊，世界各地啊，到处买几栋房子，然后就周游世界。
Yeah. Well, even though I'm not that into traveling, I would also take some time to see the world and do all the things I like.
对啊，那这是怎么了？最近读到了什么富豪故事，然后有感而发吗？
Yeah. I just read something about an extremely rich woman, Huguette Clark.She had $600 million in her bank account when she was 19, but she spent most of her life indoors and lately passed away with no family or friends around her.
等一下，这个人名有一点点独特啊，她叫 Huguette Clark.
Yeah, she's an American, but she was born in Paris, so she had a French name. In Chinese, we can say 胡格特·克拉克。
Okay.胡格特，所以他是在19岁的时候就有6亿美元了，但他基本就不出门，然后最后的人生阶段也没有朋友和家人陪伴，对吧？我觉得这很神秘耶， That's mysterious.
嗯，是蛮神秘的啊。那媒体在报道他的时候呢，就用到了这个词 enigmatic， 意思也是神秘的，比较难以理解的。
The enigmatic woman Huguette Clark lived her last 20 years in a hospital room, even though she wasn't sick.
就是说他没生病，还在医院住了20年，确实是 enigmatic. It's mysterious and difficult to understand.
Well, I'll tell you more about her in today's podcast.
Yeah, sure. 那今天呢，我们就一起来聊一聊这位神秘的女富豪和她的六亿财产。Okay, so Blair, tell me, how did Huguette have that much money when she was only 19?
Well, she didn't earn that. Actually, she inherited that fortune from her father.
I see. Inherit.这个词啊就是关键词啊，意思是继承 inherit something from somebody. So inherit the fortune from her father. 所以胡格特是从他父亲那里继承了六亿美元，对吧？ So how rich was her father?
Well, her father, William A. Clark, was one of the richest men in America. In 1907, his fortune was estimated at roughly $3 billion today.
$3 billion, 这个数学好算，就是说他的父亲身家是30亿美元。
对，
在那个年代绝对是最富有的人之一啊。所以我们说胡格特就继承了巨额财产。We can also say she's an heiress to a large fortune.
对，我们刚刚说到了 inherit 是继承，那继承者、继承人啊，男性呢我们就用 heir 来表达，女性呢就是。Heiress 这两个单词我们都要注意一下发音啊，单词拼写呢都是 H 开头的，但是这里呢 H 不发音，不是 hair 而是 heir and heiress。
对，所以说一个继承人前面用 an heir an heiress。 但是啊，你看他虽然这么有钱，但是他又这么神秘，是不是因为他的原生家庭，就是说童年不幸福啊？
No, she had a happy childhood with doting parents and sister who was her best friend
Doting parents. Oh, 是说他的父母特别宠爱他，对吧？
Right. Doting means showing a lot of love and attraction for somebody. Like when she was 4 years old and got obsessed with dolls, her father spared no expense to get her every kind of dolls under the sun.
Oh, 所以他爸爸就是女儿奴。像胡格特4岁时候特别喜欢娃娃。哪个小女孩不喜欢呢？那她爸爸就给她买任何她喜欢的娃娃，不留余力的，不计费用 ，spare no expense.
Right, and she and her sister were always together. They were inseparable.
So they were like peas and carrots.
Exactly.
胡格特和她的姐姐呢，形影不离。那这里啊，有好几种表达。首先，我们可以简单的说 always together， 然后用一个词就是 inseparable. Separate 是分离啊 ，inseparable 就是分不开的。
对， 而且还有个好玩的，我们可以说 peas and carrots. Peas 是豌豆， carrots 是胡萝卜。那在西餐里面啊，这种豆子和胡萝卜总是出现在同一道菜里。所以如果说两个人 they're like peas and carrots, 就是说他们俩形影不离。
Yeah. Well, until then, her childhood was perfect. But she experienced the first tragedy when she was 13. She lost her beloved sister.
What happened to her sister?
She died of meningitis at the age of 16. Meningitis, 这个是一个病的名称啊，脑膜炎。那胡格特的姐姐呢，在16岁的时候就因为这个病去世了。
It must have shocked Huguette deeply.
Yeah, and the worst came to the worst. She lost her father 6 years later.
这就是雪上加霜呀，最爱她的两个人呢，姐姐和父亲都相继去世了，那这是不是就是她变得神秘的原因了？
Yeah, I think so. But in the late 1930s, she had disappeared from the society pages. Most of her siblings had died and so did her mother, who passed away in 1963.
所以是在她50多岁的时候失去了母亲，所以她之后生活就相当于一个人独居了。And how long has she lived?
She had longevity, passed away at the age of 105. 她还算是很长寿的，活过了一个世纪啊。2011年去世的，享年105岁。
So, for the quarter century that followed, she lived in the apartment in near solitude, right?
Right. Solitude, 意思就是独居的啊。Sol 是唯一的，独自的。那这个就是名词 solitude. It means the state of being alone, especially when you find this pleasant.
Okay.So, what did she do in her big but empty mansion?
Well, she liked painting and playing the harp. She also developed the habit of collecting dolls and dollhouses.
所以她一个人住在豪宅里面，做的事呢就是收藏娃娃、画画，然后玩乐器。可能会有人觉得这很孤独啊，但我觉得她其实是精神世界非常丰富。所以他不需要社交，也不需要物质的刺激。
对，有一些富豪可能是比较喜欢奢侈夸张的生活，那有一些有钱人呢，就是深入简出，像胡格特就是深入简出最极端的代表。Here we also have one word to describe her. Here we can say she's an recluse.
Recluse, 就是说胡格特这个人是深居简出的，对吧？
对，就是隐士啊， someone who lives alone and likes to avoid other people. 形容词呢，可以用reclusive. So we can say Huguette was a reclusive billionaire.
Okay, so she didn't socialize, she had no friends or families. What about her fortune after she passed away?
我觉得大家应该也很想问这个问题啊。那么胡格特去世之后，她的财产呢，是怎么处理的？
Yeah, she left behind a fortune of more than $300 million. 虽然她不出门啊，但是到处买房子，去世的时候呢，还是有$3 million的遗产的。
So, did she just give the money to charity?
Yes. She made large gifts to charitable causes, friends and associates. To her longtime nurse, she gave the money for several homes, which together are worth almost $2 million.
就是照顾她最长时间的护士啊，她也送了很多礼物，总价值都超过$2 million了，确实很大方。但是想想她自己的身价，我觉得钱对于她来说应该就只是数字了。不过呢，这些数字啊，却足够能吸引我们世人的眼光。
Right, her $500 million fortune was dazzling enough to propel her into the public eye after an absence of more than several decades.
销声匿迹了70多年之后呢，最后因为遗嘱和财产的分配，她还是回到了大众视野，也给大家留下了一个神秘的富豪故事吧。
对。那如果大家想一想，你有$6 million，你会不会选择这种生活呢？欢迎你们给我们留言呀。
最后再提醒大家一下，节目的所有内容我们都给大家整理好了文字版的笔记，欢迎大家到微信搜索早安英文，私信回复笔记两个字来领取我们的文字版笔记。